Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
President Donald Trump has just completed perhaps the most consequential meeting of his Asia tour, a conference with chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, President Xi Jinping. The president was optimistic regarding the results of the meeting, which saw tariffs on China reduced and agreements on rare earths, saying on the scale of 0 to 10, the meeting was a 12. Joining me to talk about this is professor and political analyst from the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin, Scott Lucas. Scott, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Pat. So
you cause all the trouble and then you try to fix it.
Yeah. Alternatively, you set the house on fire while it's burning. You come in, you throw a couple buckets of water on it and say, hooray for me, I've rescued everybody. I'm just surprised you didn't call it a 13, a 14, or a 15 on the success level. All right, let me stop you and flip it and get to what happened today with the photo op with Xi Jinping in China. On the basis of talks earlier this week between U.S. and Chinese delegations, we get a reduction from the U.S. tariff on Chinese products from 57% to 47%. But of course, at the start of the year, it was far lower than that. The Chinese at this point still maintain their tariff on U.S. products at around 32%. Which is higher than it was at the start of this year. Trump says, well, okay, we got the Chinese to lift export controls on rare earth minerals while the U.S. eases some of its export controls. It's true the Chinese have lifted the export controls they put on in October, responding to Trump's bluster, but the Chinese still have their export controls on rare earth minerals and rare earth magnets that they imposed in April. Trump says that the Chinese are going to start taking soybeans from American farmers, which they stopped taking at the start of the year. And the Chinese are saying, maybe we will. But again, the reason why they stopped taking soybeans was because of Trump. In other words, what Trump did is he caused this. He stoked the confrontation back in the spring. The Chinese, by and large, have called his bluff. They have given him the photo opportunity so he can now claim a victory. But we're still in that zone of uncertainty in terms of whether we have a long-term stability over U.S.-China relations.
Now, Taiwan didn't appear to come up in their discussions. That was a concern that Trump might give Xi the nod to do what he liked on Taiwan.
Yeah, I mean, there was no win in terms of raising Taiwan. If Trump simply says, you know, Taiwan's yours, off you go, not in interest of ours, of course, it's going to upset not only the people in Taiwan, but a lot of people in the Republican Party back in the U.S., if Trump tries to act tough over Taiwan, the Chinese aren't going to have any of it. You know, Taiwan right now is in that zone of uncertainty, which is, all right, you don't want to have a showdown over it. So you don't want either to be talking about Taiwanese independence, nor do you want to be talking about Chinese military operations against the island.
Now, he got himself into a little hot water over some of his antics. I mean, we all saw him dancing when he was in Malaysia. And all this kind of carry-on YMCA, which is quite bizarre and continues to be. But he did an impersonation of the Indian Prime Minister Modi. Have a listen to this.
Two nuclear nations. And they said, no, you should let us fight. They both said that. Prime Minister Modi is the nicest-looking guy. He says, and he's a killer. He's tough as hell. No, we will fight. I said, whoa, this is the same man that I know. And after literally 2 days, they called up and they said, we understand, and they stopped fighting. How is that? Isn't that amazing?
And this is where he's claiming credit for stopping the friction between India and Pakistan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I work a lot with Indian TV stations who are close to the government, and they're getting real fed up with this. The serious point beyond that attempted impression of the Indian prime minister is that the Indians were close to a trade deal with the United States several months ago. But Trump got upset. He took the hump because when India and Pakistan backed down from confrontation in April, Pakistan said, "Oh, you're wonderful. You solved this, President Trump. We're going to nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize." And the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wouldn't do that. He wouldn't give Trump any credit for it. And at that point, Trump threw a spanner in the works over the U.S.-India trade talks. The outcome is, as I talked to you, Pat, is that he has slapped 50% tariffs on India, in part because of the personal dispute, in part because India was buying Russian oil. And we still don't see any de-escalation coming up fairly soon. So the Indians are saying maybe we'll look elsewhere in terms of our partnerships, not just Russia or China. They're actually looking to a trade deal they signed with the UK earlier this year and one that they may pursue with the EU later on this year.
Now, the other announcement which has come from Trump is that the U.S. is to resume the testing of nuclear weapons in response probably to the Russians doing exactly that.
Well, again, let me get precise on this, Pat, because the word nuclear needs to be defined a bit here. The Russians are getting a little bit worried that they're not doing that well in their invasion of Ukraine, and they were getting really worried that the Trump administration might give Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine, which they could use to strike inside Russia. So as he always does, Vladimir Putin thumps his chest and says, "Don't mess with us. Look at what we have." And he points to two supposed developments in their military. One is the Burevestnik missile, which is not nuclear armed. It is nuclear capable. It's not nuclear armed, but it's nuclear powered. So it can go for quite a long distance. And then yesterday he talks about the Poseidon, some are calling it a super torpedo. It's effectively a naval drone, which again can be nuclear powered. Now, the Russians have not resumed nuclear testing. They are not resumed testing of nuclear weapons. They have not done so since 1990. But Trump comes out with this garbled tweet overnight, which says, you know, the Russians are testing, the Chinese are testing, we're going to test as well. Now, again, the Chinese have not tested nuclear weapons since the 90s. Is Trump talking about going beyond what anyone else has done, which is to resume U.S. testing of nuclear weapons, or is he merely talking about testing missiles that are nuclear capable? Huge difference. But one thing, Pat, which is very important, even if he wanted to resume testing of U.S. nuclear weapons, which violates all types of arms control treaties, the U.S. would need 36 months to be in a position to carry out those tests.
Now, going to Gaza, we know that overnight, again, the Israelis were using ordnance on Gaza. We haven't got a total of how many they killed. They killed the night before 104 people was the latest total, and among them dozens of children. And, you know, both the US and Israel saying the ceasefire is not broken. This is just, you know, part and parcel of what happens.
I don't know how you can't say a ceasefire is broken when you kill more than 104, you know, more than 100 people and scores of them that are children. They're not Hamas fighters. They're not Palestinian militants of any kind. They're mainly civilians. Israel's line is, we did this in response to an Israeli soldier getting killed in a clash down in southern Gaza. Hamas is claiming it didn't have anything to do with it. You know, whatever the circumstances of that case, to respond to the killing of a soldier in an area where the ceasefire line is not very well defined by then launching out this mass killing and then say, oh, well, now we'll resume the ceasefire. We need to call this what it is. And that is, you don't have day-to-day mass killing, which has taken place, but you still have the possibility at any point that you will have mass killing, mainly from the Israeli side. And you have the ongoing restriction of the aid that was supposed to be restored 2 weeks ago when the ceasefire was declared. So most Palestinians still are with the threat that they can't get food, they can't get water, they can't get basic services. And so at the very least, this is simply an ongoing conflict where people are periodically going to get killed. It's not even a fragile ceasefire. I mean, it just is not a ceasefire at this point.
And finally, Scott, we should look to the shutdown in the United States, which continues, the government shutdown. We've got federal workers actually queuing up at food trucks to get free food. You've got the SNAP program, which feeds the underprivileged, running out of money. So where is their next meal going to come from? And air traffic controllers not being paid and perhaps putting air travel in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, this is where the rubber hits the road. As important as these issues are that we've talked about, whether it's China, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's Russia, for most Americans, they're going to look at their day-to-day existence. And now that you get this shutdown, which soon will go into a second month, when the House of Representatives has been suspended for weeks because the Republican Speaker Mike Johnson won't convene it, you've got a government which is risking paralysis. And when paralysis takes place, it does mean that people who rely on government assistance to get food, they are in trouble. It means that people who rely on basic government assistance to get support payments for their day-to-day existence, they're in trouble. It means that people who need to get about the country or get into the country are going to face at the very least inconveniences and perhaps worse. How far will this go? I don't see it resolving itself anytime soon, because the fact here is that the Democrats are saying we want to discuss healthcare, because from November the 1st, premiums are going to increase by more than 100% for many Americans because the Republicans are gutting Obamacare. So that's why they're saying, resume it. The Republicans won't agree. We're now at the point, Pat, where the Democrats are at least saying, look, let's have votes on individual programs like the nutritional assistance program, like the assistance for women and children. And the Republicans won't even give them votes on specific programs, let alone reopening the entire government.
We shall see how all of this evolves. Scott Lucas, thank you very much for joining us. Scott is a professor and political analyst from the Clinton Institute at UCD.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.